Let's get through to the business news with Anand Zaki.
Thank you, Ingrid. Atamadie. An economist says it's understandable that local borrowers are having a dollar each way on when interest rates will start coming down. Property research firm CoreLogic says 56% of new loans in February were fixed for 1 year, compared to 36% in December. Inflation numbers yesterday suggested rate cuts are unlikely before early next year. Chief Economist Calvin Davidson says 2 and 3 year loans are cheaper than 1 year loans, and it's more likely the Reserve Bank will wait until next year to cut.
Very broadly, mortgage rate cuts are more a story for 2025 than 2024, but what we've learned since COVID is that things move pretty quickly, so it's a base to probably have a horse in each race in some ways, you know, a little bit fixed short, a little bit fixed longer, just to balance all of those things out.
Meanwhile, Westpac senior economist Satish Ranchod says the economy is at greater risk the longer the cash rate is held high.
They don't want the economy to slow any more than it needs to, but they know that they have to get inflation down. The longer it stays high, the more damage it'll be for the economy. I think interest rates are going to remain high for the course of this year. That does mean that unemployment's going to push higher. I think the economy is going to be pretty moribund this year. And with our population growing, it does mean that a lot of households are going to see themselves going backwards.
That's Westpac senior economist Satish Ranchod. Business sentiment is at a record low as the post-election optimism fades. The biannual BDO Business Wellbeing Survey of business leaders shows 53% feel positive about their business performance, compared with 61% after the election. Just 41% are feeling positive about their finances and 27% positive about economic factors all or most of the time. BDO advisory partner Kimberly Simon says most leaders are feeling challenged by current market conditions.
Political factors are still up there, and it will be quite interesting to see how any changes that are made in the May budget come through in terms of how business leaders are feeling about the current political environment. Business performance is also clearly a standout concern, as well as workload issues. I think our business leaders are feeling really stressed and they have a lot on their plate.
Kimberly Simon says all industry sectors are feeling under pressure, though the rural sector business leaders are more positive than the rest. Global tech giant Amazon Web Services says artificial intelligence is expected to boost the country's overall productivity and with it higher salaries. A report produced for AWS by Access Partnership indicates 90% of businesses and their staff expect to use generative AI tools within 5 years, and that could lift annual productivity by between 1 and 2%. Access Partnership economist Fraser Thompson says AI is widespread and will underpin operations and change the way people work.
AI skills could potentially boost salaries by around 30 to 41%. It does also raise the imperative that we make sure that all types of workers have access to these skills. And this is where the news is a little more sobering. Hiring talent with AI skills is a priority for 63% of New Zealand employers, but 70% say they can't find the right kind of talent.
Fraser Thompson says the industry needs to work together with government to figure out how to get the talent required. Well, turning to the markets, Wall Street's main indices are mixed in a choppy trading sessions, with chip stocks among those not doing so well. The Dow Jones average is up 0.1%, the broader S&P 500 down 0.4%, and the tech-heavy NASDAQ down 0.8%. Local top 50 index had its first rise in 5 sessions, gaining 70 points or 0.6% at 11,875. The Kiwi dollar trading at 59.2 US cents, 91.9 Australian, 47.5 pence, 55.5 euro cents, 91.4 yen, and 4.29 yuan. Brent crude oil is down close to 3% or about $2.70 to $87.38 a barrel, and gold has fallen $6 to $2,377 an ounce. And in other business news this morning, New Zealand plane maker NZ Aero has inked a deal to supply parts to a firm servicing Thailand's Air Force. The company will supply up to 800 parts for a fleet of planes used as trainers by the Royal Thai Air Force. NZ Aero's chief executive, Stephen Burrows, says the deal will be worth many millions of dollars and will improve its position as possible supplier of replacement aircraft when existing fleets are phased out. That is the business news for now. I'll be back with updated numbers around 8:30.